A helpless man and woman fall into a trap from which there is no escape but death. Inferno, written by Peter Fernandez.
You better save some dough, honey.
What for? Well, you might as well get pictures of everything. It's not every year that you get transferred clear across the country to California.
When we stop for the picnic lunch, if you have that restaurant maker, I'll find something real colorful. Put it on those lasers out there. You want some chocolate, don't you?
All right, yes. Ooh, you really need a good dog. I think that doesn't really matter.
Good idea, hon. I'll wait till when I find a good spot to have off with you.
Yes, Ralph? What was that, Lester? For goodness sake, where are we?
I don't know. It's got its own dirt road leading off the highway, these hills. Old mining road, probably. Thought we could follow it a bit. About time for lunch. I promise.
Oh, dear?
I promised you something special for our picnic.
But how far are we from the highway?
5 miles, maybe. There. Up ahead there. Under that big rock on it. A good period there.
Oh, wow. It's beautiful.
We'll be there in a couple of minutes, honey.
That and anything else we can get our hands on.
You know, babe,
Well, it's very strong since you talked me into coming up here. I see how we can make a strike after all.
What a spot, Lester.
You'll beat the state park back in Greenville for next
week. Oh, that was a good line. Now about their pictures.
Fine. Now, you want to take one of these against this lot?
Oh, no, Les. I couldn't get any of the scenery. Look, over there.
What?
Over there, with all those hills in the background. See that long stretch of desert? Let's take time. I'll get a nice shot of you, and then you can take one of me in the same setting.
Well, honey, that's out in the sun. No, I have to hear in the field where it's not so hot.
Oh, it'll only take a few minutes, and then you can get back in the car and cool off. Come on, dear. We'll never be able to get shots like this again.
Okay. But let's make it fast out in that sun, huh? Come on. At the end of this roll, honey. Now, let's get back to the car before we melt. What's the matter, dear?
I don't want to see. What's happening?
I passed out. I had a dream something like this. I was getting stained by the car instead.
I'll be all right, my dear. You can put me down.
Oh, no. Here. If you're in the car.
Oh,
I'll just finally open the door. Sit right there. Come around to the driver's seat. You'll be all right if the air conditioner's on. Here's that. Now, as soon as you feel better, we'll get out of here. It's not working. Oh, of course. We've got to start the engine for the air conditioner to work. Before we forget that. What's funny?
What's funny, Les?
I thought I'd left the keys in the ignition, but... All right, I'll probably put them in my pocket. Thank you. Nope. Are they in the
suitcase? What? I don't see them.
I'm not seeing them.
Neither am I. Maybe you brought them out there.
I better go look.
Okay.
Now, don't be alarmed, dear. Just keep your fingers crossed, honey, and hope that I can spot them soon.
Here they are, Gandy. I just dragged them out of the car while I'm in tears just taking pictures.
What? Hey, is this all? A bunch of trees?
Look over there, Gandy. Just now, so they don't spot you.
Uh-huh.
Do you see where that sun's reaching now? That rock overhang ain't going to be sitting on top for long. They're going to be right out in the sun.
So?
So, without these trees, they can't get away. They've got to stay in the sun. Some folks are going to roast, Gandy. Roast.
That's
right. So come on. Nothing for us to do to wait for that sun to kill him. Let's get back to camp. My canteen's empty and I'm thirsty.
No. I see that out there. I couldn't find it.
Lester, what are we going to do?
Do? I don't know. Here, we've got to get out of here.
Maybe you could start the car without the keys.
Oh, you think? Because there's a reason why you're crossing some wires. I've read about car thieves doing it all the time, but what wires? Where? I don't know how.
If your hand is shaking, don't worry, darling. You'll be all right.
Too hard to say any time out next time. I'm going to make it. So the only thing I can figure is that we'll wait until nightfall. Then I'll hike the 5 or 6 miles back to the highway and get help.
We'll go together.
No. I will be safer here. The only thing is...
What, dear?
How are we going to last until that sun goes down?
We'll try, Lester. We'll try.
sun's already hitting part of the car.
It's getting so hot in here.
Honey, I'm afraid we'll have to get under the car. We'll get us some shade and there'll be some air. It's our only hope here. To last out this nightfall. Come on,
honey. Wait a minute. We still have a bottle of soda pop left in our picnic. I'd better bring it along.
Good. Now, come on, dear. We've got to hold out until sunset.
The sun's gone. It's getting dark.
Can I breathe? Cooler. Cooler?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll... Try to miss that highway.
Oh, wait. Wait until you're feeling stronger.
Oh. Well, it is good. It's out from under the car now.
Oh, no. It's not good enough.
Of course I'm on my way.
Oh, yes, sir. You're almost there.
I'm okay. We never last through another day. I'm going now.
Wait, here. Here, there's a drop left in this top bottle. It's for you.
No. No, you don't have to.
I've had most of it already. Now, please, darling.
All right. You stay right here. I'll be back before morning.
Be careful. I love you, and I don't want anything to happen to you.
I love you too, dear. Please don't worry. What's that?
What's that, dear?
There's something over there. Wait till I get the flashlight on. There. Hey!
Howdy, mister.
Oh, I just thought I was going around here for miles.
That's what I was thinking. You big fancy automobile, too. Well, well, well.
Where'd you come from?
Up there. Up in the hills. Where are you from, mister? Where are you heading?
Well, the plane's back here right now. We're stuck.
Yeah, I mean.
We can't get our car started.
Well, I'm going to hike to the highway and get some help.
Now, that's what you're planning to do, eh? Doctor. Well, you couldn't ever make it, mister, not to save your own. Your hands kicking like that and hardly able to stand.
I've got to.
Maybe. But you listen to me now. I got the burro here. When I'm tired, I ride, and when he's tired, I walk. I should get to the highway for you.
You'd do that for us?
Why not? I'm on my way to get water myself.
Oh, make it worth your while.
Money? Take it, mister. I'd be glad to do a simple act to tell you. Now, you just sit right there. Both of you. Don't go wandering off and get yourselves lost. I'll be back. Just trust me, friend. Just trust the old face.
Oh, miracle. That's what he is.
Yeah, I agree. It is safe now. Come on, if you let me sit in the car. Try to get some rest.
Gabby. Gabby.
Oh, my. Oh.
Yeah, man. He was going to leave for help. I stopped him. They're going to wait for me now.
Wait. Wait for doomsday.
That's right. Might as well sit out here for a while. Imagine in a pool getting caught up here, nothing to drink. Just imagine. Yander, bring me a dip of cool water from the great stream. Just thinking about them folks gives me a powerful thirst.
Yeah. Look at that lady,
dear. Almost as bright as daylight.
That's cool, isn't it? Much cooler.
You must be thankful for that. What time is it?
Quarter past ten. We've been gone for almost an hour and a half.
Could he have reached the highway yet, you think?
6 miles? No, not even near it. He's riding the burro.
I wonder how far he is.
Well, it should be easy enough to find out. In this moonlight, at this elevation, I should be able to spot him. See now.
See him?
No.
Well, there are shadows. But there's rocks way out there.
If he's moving, he should be able to...
Oh,
what do you mean?
I wonder if we haven't been fooled. The way he looked at us and at the car.
Hmm?
Almost as if... You know, he's not out there.
But he was in that direction.
He could have circled around behind these rocks. Right now, he could be waiting until morning and that sun again and... It'll be end for us.
He seems such a harmless old man.
Harmless? Kill us, he didn't need a gun or a knife, not out here. Just to cook us, as he's done now.
Then you'll have to try to make a highway after him?
No, I can't.
Why not?
If that's his plan, to stick around until dawn, to watch us die and then take everything, he could kill us. Well, I can't leave you alone. Sheila.
Yes, dear?
Look, you see where I got the flashlight pointing?
Uh-huh.
That's a print from his animal in that alkali dust. And then, over here, see? Another.
Yeah.
If we follow those prints, we can find him. If he is hanging around here, then he's got water. And we've got to get to him before sunrise. Let's go.
Just like I planned.
Have you still got the keys for
him? I got him. Don't you worry about that. Let's get moving.
I'm coming, Dave. I'm coming. Did you see that? They took the keys.
Yes. Let's get back to the car.
But
it's
on fire.
That's good. At least we can try to come home. Come on.
that?
Now, remember, we can't stay in the car no matter what happens.
You and the missus, get away from that car.
We won't move from here.
You're going to make us wait till our son's here again.
That's what you're going to have to do.
Our son's most up already. How long can you and the missus last with no water? Huh? How long? A few hours ago.
How long can you and your friend wait for it? You don't have any water either.
You bet, Pete. It's going to be around a month. Tell me, Pete.
You're not, Mister.
It is not gone, Mister. Now, you and the missus get away from that car. Or I'll kill you right now.
Either you feed it, or you die of heat and thirst, right here. The feeding might be a lot easier for it.
You got the way, Dave, don't you? Shut up.
Well? What's the matter? Why don't you shoot?
I'll tell you why, mister. Because you ain't got no gas for a gun. I told you to shut up.
Has shotgun isn't loaded?
Even so, you ain't getting away from here.
Neither are you. Just think about that.
We got the animals. We got the bull here.
And it's 6 miles out to the highway. Animal or not, you can't make it with no water while that sun is up.
Now, if you don't move out of the way, we're going to throw you out of the way. There's two of us. And me and Zander is going to...
And there's two of us.
They're in the car, Theo.
No, they're old men, and together maybe we can hold them off.
Come on, Andy. Let's take that car now.
I'm going to swing along when it's just easy. Get easy, no more, I tell you, see. We got the car now. We can leave them here. We can't get the car.
Yes, we can.
Now, listen. We got to get us some water, or we're going to die with them.
Give me those ignitions, Theo.
So you can leave us here without water? We will walk through this day.
I know that.
You don't see him go off in a good thing, so to say.
Now listen. Will you get some water put off up here?
Give me the key.
You got a promise.
Give that to me.
I guess we got a test you anyway. Here you are.
Thanks. Get in here.
Now we're going to be waiting. We're going to be waiting right here, mister. Don't forget it now.
Why not? You can sit in that sun and roast.
No, mister, please!
You couldn't do that.
Yes, I could.
Mister, leaving up there, forgetting it, but the murder, that's what it means.
Just a moment, we'll return for the concluding act of Suspense. Hi, this is Dennis James. Say, remember way back when this melody was popular? Feel the same way about one of Kellogg's favorites, Kellogg's All Brand. Going on 41 years now, it's been America's most popular good food way to fight irregularity from lack of bulk. Because it's whole brand, Kellogg's All Brand gentles away irregularity safely and reliably. And because it's deep toasted for extra crispness, it never gets much in your milk. There's only one All Brand, Kellogg's All Brand. That's A-L-L-B-R-A-N. Kellogg's All Brand.
There it is, Lester. There's the highway.
I see it.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
someone to help them.
No, dear. Of course we can't. Not us.
We lost the whole day and night out there, but anyway, we got some good pictures. Just in case we never get a chance to cross this section of the country again.
Let's be dear, if we ever have to go this way again, let's not.
Listening to Inferno, written for Suspense by Peter Fernandez. In a moment, the names of our players and a word about next week's story of Suspense. The man behind one of America's most familiar voices is Lowell Thomas. His broadcast of news and commentary have been an important part of the weeknight listening schedule of millions of Americans for some 3 decades. They rely on the accuracy of his reporting, his authoritative comments, the colorful glimpses of small human elements of the news. Each night, hear Lowell Thomas with the news on CBS Radio. November 2, come November 8th, Mr. Thomas will join a large corps of veteran CBS News colleagues to bring you complete election night coverage. Along with Edward R. Murrow and Eric Severide, we'll be analyzing major trends. Howard K. Smith will be on hand to interpret electronic computer data. Blair Clark will aid anchorman Robert Trout in reporting overall progress of the vote. And other frontline CBS News veterans will relay the regional report. So set your dial for complete election night coverage November 8th at your CBS radio station. Were Ellen McRae as Peter, Richard Holland as Lester, Mandel Kramer as Bates, and Robert Dryden as Danny. This is again next week when we return with Night Man. By Lucille Fletcher, another tale well calculated to keep you in.